Hit Breakfast.
Gotta wake up.
Hello, guess what? This is the end of the Get Up With Ellie catch up. Yeah, I'm so sorry to all my fans. You know, from the UK to America to Australia. This is it. But don't worry, it's about to get heaps better because instead of hearing me ramble by myself for 20 minutes, 30 minutes every day, you'll get to hear me and my brand new co-host Josiah ramble every day for 20 to 30 minutes. Way better, trust me, for both of us. It's really the most positive outcome we could have hoped for. So thank you for downloading this catch-up so far. If you have, if it's your first time, then thank you for downloading this one. If it's your second, thanks for coming back. It's been fun doing this by myself. It's been a challenge. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad it's over. I'm excited to finally have someone to talk to. So from Wednesday next week, our first show will be. We'll start doing catch-ups from them. But for now, enjoy this catch-up. I've got heaps happening on the show today. Plenty of guests on. Nathan Curry, AFL extraordinaire. We also talk a bit of World Cup because you gotta. Mia Edgerton-Warburton and I call out our housemate because she's done us wrong and we wanted to make her accountable. We wanted to make her pay for it. I get my friend on, Dave, because there's something weird about him. So I want to really pick him apart. And I'll give you some tips on how to fill in time when you're in boring meetings as well. So plenty to come. Thank you again for downloading the catch-up. Stay tuned for the Josiah and Ellie catch-up coming very soon to your radio and also to your whatever platform you use to download this thing. I don't know. But I'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
It's a GV Rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. Joining me, as she does every Friday in the studio, is Mia Edgerton-Warburton, local Channel 9 Border North East news reporter. Hello, Mia.
Hello, Ellie. Good morning.
Oh, you look beautiful today. Your jacket is lovely.
Oh, I'm self-conscious about it. Stop trying to make me feel better.
No, it looks good. Oh, guys, check it out on Channel 9 News tonight. She's wearing a blue blazer. Let her know. Let her know what you think about it, whether you think it's a good-looking blazer or not.
Thank you. I really need this morning, so that's great. Confidence boost. Happy Friday.
You look good, mate. All right, I've got you in to talk everything Goulburn Valley. You've been out and about this week. What's going on?
I just want to bring up firstly the fact that I don't have any headphones right now. Ellie is a very disorganised radio host, so I could be saying anything. I can't hear myself.
I was too busy making my avocado on toast.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's got a big spread out in here. It's great. Okay, news. So, Monday, we had a very good news story.
Yep.
Patience the kangaroo that was rescued up north on Yulupna Island.
Yep.
She was speared with a bow and arrow and she had a joey in her pouch and he was pinned inside.
Mm. I don't love that part of the story.
No. Anyway, they caught her after weeks. She's made a full recovery and they've released her back to her mob.
Yay.
I was there and she hopped straight into... They managed to find her mob and she hopped to them. It was very emotional.
That's beautiful. Did the joey go with her in the
pouch? No, because of the scar tissue of the pouch, the joey couldn't get back in.
Oh.
So
the joey's just going to have a bit more patience.
This is a serious story, Ellie. Not the time.
No, my, I love Patience the kangaroo. Good on you,
She's
Patience.
She's great. Yeah, so little scruff will be hand-reared and then Patience can have more babies out in the bush.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a wrap for Patience.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
Also, huge news.
Mm.
People love the cows here, the Moving Art Museum.
Oh, we do. And it's our identity as Shepertonians.
When I first moved here, everyone said, oh, the moving cows.
Mm.
And I said, yes, the moving
Sounds
cows.
Sounds like a fun chat.
Fun chat. So B1 and B2 from outside Kidstown.
Yes.
B1 was kidnapped.
So I've heard. I visited the crime scene.
Did you? What did you think?
Horrendous. Horrific. Absolutely. How someone, if you are listening right now, the person who stole B1, bring him back.
Bring him back. He's
Why
expensive.
Why would you do that to us? It's obviously an out-of-towner. Came in one of the...
I think it's someone from... Because it's been there for so long, they had to know where it was and that, you know, there was no one there in the middle of the night and they could get their car up the side.
Mm.
And anyway, they've pulled him off and taken him away.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon it's someone from like Bendigo or something. They're like, we want a moving on for ourselves. And they've just come and yanked him.
Where are they going to put him? Like everyone knows what B1 looks like.
So, since the church is in Bendigo, pop him outside the church.
Why a church?
I don't know. That's all I know about Bendigo is that there's churches
there. Are you delirious, Ellie?
A little bit.
Moving on swiftly.
Moving on.
Yesterday, I went to Deniliquin. They have a brand new police station, multi-million dollar facility, and fun fact, the only lift in Deniliquin is in the police station.
There you go. That would have lifted their spirits. Oh, I'm sorry. I just, like, I'm on fire this morning.
I will walk out of this studio, Ellie.
I am on fire this morning. People are sitting in their cars right now being like, good one, Ellie. Good one. Good gear, mate.
And just lastly, I want to quickly mention it is Greyhound Adoption Week in Seymour today and tomorrow.
Great.
So go and adopt an ex-retired greyhound racing dog.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
All right.
Mia, stick around because you and I have got a gripe with our housemate, so we're going to give her a call next.
Sure do.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
How's it going? Hope your, what is it, Friday is going well so far. How can I forget the fact that it was a Friday? That's very depressing of me. I do have my housemate, Channel 9 reporter Mia Edgerton-Warburton on the show with me. She gave us a very comprehensive Goulburn Valley wrap just before.
Yes, housemate and best friend.
Best friend. Big call, mate. I've got a lot of friends, but you know, I'll give it to you for now. Someone who's certainly not my best friend at the moment is our third housemate.
Whose name is also Mia.
Yeah, it's very confusing for me. You guys are fine. You just call each other Mia. I have to be like, Mia 1, Mia 2.
See, I said this isn't an issue because I never refer to myself in the third person.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, oh, no, it's just Mia and me.
Yeah, but if we're having dinner or something and I'm like, hey, Mia, do you want the salt? You're both like, yeah.
But you say Mia like, Mia, like you say my name very lovingly.
Well, I do at the moment because we are mad at Mia too.
So mad.
Very mad. Now, let us fill you in for a second. Every Thursday.
Event.
We go to quiz night at Flanagan's. It's a little roommate bonding experience. It's a friend-making experience. We invite everyone we come across because we need as many friends as we can get.
We have always a mixed bag.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so what was it? Wednesday night that Mia came home, Mia 2, and said, guys, I've got something to tell you about quiz night. And both you and I.
We were on the couches and we just spun around and like, what?
Yes. We instantly were like, this is not going to be good. This is going to be very bad. We got to the edge of our seats and we're like, yes, Mia, what is it? And she said, my work's having one of our colleagues going away parties and they want to do it on Thursday night at Flanagan's for quiz night. So I'm not going to be on your table. And we were like, what?
What a betrayal.
She would not even know about Flanagan's quiz night if it weren't for us.
I know, and the audacity for her to just rock up and she stole our booth.
She stole our booth. Exactly. We get there last night. She's already there with her new work colleague friends.
And they're all engineers.
Yeah.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
She's the only female at her job, I think.
Yeah.
And so they did beat us in the quiz.
They did. They did, and we weren't happy about it. So I thought, what better thing to do than get Mia on the phone and call her out on it live on radio? Because really, this isn't okay, is it, Mia?
No, she's got brains, but we've got on-air forums. So
exactly. We've got the people of the Goulburn Valley. So, okay, I'm trying to call her now. Oh, my God, it's ringing. Before it wasn't ringing. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. Get angry, Mia. We've got to get angry.
Do we tell her she's on the air?
Yeah, we've got to tell her she's on the air. It's illegal for us not to. You know what? We told her we might give her a call, so I bet you she's not going to answer.
You have reached the message bank.
Oh, of course. Okay. We don't want to hear her number. But let's leave her a message. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Mia. Do you remember us, the friends that you bailed on?
Yeah, we're the people you live with. We're practically your sisters.
And what do? You betray us.
You betray us!
Have fun at quiz night, not sitting with us ever again.
Yeah, you think you can come back to the Boulevard Beauty team? That's what we...
Boulevard Beauties? Don't come home.
No!
We're
changing the locks. You're sleeping outside tonight, mate. You can't... You're never allowed back in the house again, nor are you allowed back in the quiz night team.
No. You know what? You said you were better than us, so you can go and be with the team that
exactly.
You think is better.
Your work colleagues.
Who even are they?
And by the way, Mia, you are on the radio right now. You might not be because you're too much of a coward to answer your phone. But we're calling you out.
So...
The whole of the Goulburn Valley is hearing this.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope you think about that when you're listening to this.
Exactly. You got anything to say for yourself, Mia?
Didn't think so.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
Hey, scientists have come out and said that there's a reason that we've all got a weakness for hot chips. Who doesn't love a hot chip? It's so good. Because foods that are high in carbs and fat, they hijack our decision making and we want them even though we may think that we don't. The headline of the study is brain study shows you like hot chips even though you think you don't. And I was thinking, who doesn't like hot chips? And then I remembered one of my best friends, Dave. He doesn't like hot chips. And so that's why I've got him on the line. Hello, Dave. You always say you don't like hot chips, and I've always thought, how? Who in the world doesn't like hot chips? And you're just like, yeah, I don't even find them that good. But this study, science has proved that you love hot chips, buddy.
You are right. I do like hot chips, okay? You've got me. You found me out. However, hear me out.
Yeah.
The reason I say I don't really like hot chips is because I just don't, like, I don't sit there guzzling them down. Do you know what I mean? I would rather get a, you know, in a meal, when you get a burger and you get a drink and you get chips, I'd rather get something else, like a little side of chicken nuggets or chicken tenders. Look, they are tasty, but they're repetitive and calorific. You know what I mean?
Well,
and so, like,
funnily enough, why the study says you like them, because it's a mixture of carbs and fat, and everyone loves those two things.
Exactly. So look, I mean, I was at the post-football training pub meal last night, and I didn't get a meal because I was getting home to get up early for this phone call. And but I did steal a couple of chips off my mate's plate. So yes, look, okay, it's true. Even I, who will resist chips, will still have them. And look, I'll tell you, it's also the same as popcorn. I'd say I don't really like popcorn, but if there's one popcorn going around the cinema, of course I'm going to stick my dirty hands in your popcorn and take a handful.
Well, I think you're going to have to revise your statement, though, because all these years you've told me, we've been friends for like 5 years, and you're always like, no, yeah, I don't really like chips. Now that science has proved you wrong, are you going to revise your statement, or?
I don't know. Hopefully I can just get away with less intellectual people as yourself, Ellie, because I say I don't like chips just to get away from the whole big conversation of, yes, I really like them, I just don't like eating a lot of them. You know, I'm just showing some restraint.
Do you like puppies?
Yes, of course I like puppies.
Do you like ice cream?
Yes.
Do you like chocolate?
Where's this going? Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure because, like, you know, if you're saying you don't like popcorn, you're saying you don't like hot chips, there's obviously something a bit out of whack.
Well,
there.
No, but as we've discovered, science actually knows best.
Exactly.
I like all those things, and I'm a normal human. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, I'm glad that this has been a real point of contention in our friendship for a long time, so I'm glad that we've sorted it out. I'm glad that you've succumbed to the dark side. You love a hot chip or two, and next time you're in Shep, which hopefully will be soon, let's go get some Maccas.
And a big old basket of hot chips.
I'm
going to
make you eat every single one because science says you should, Dave.
Science says we're friends still.
Good to hear. All right. Well, thank you for coming on my show. It's been a real treat.
Thank you, Ellie.
A treat.
Bye-bye.
Kind of like hot chips, let's face it. And it does lead me to want to ask you, Goulburn Valley, is there something that society tells you you should like hot chips, like puppies, like ice cream, but you just can't stand it? You can't deal with it? I want to know about it. 13, 12, 16. Call me now if you've got a story.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
Scientists have come out and said that a study shown that people who say they don't like hot chips are lying because we're programmed to love hot chips. So even though you think you don't like them, you do. Which reminded me of my friend Dave, who has always said, I don't like hot chips. And I just got him on the show and he admitted he does like them, just not in great amounts. So, ha! The scientists are right. But it did get me thinking about all the things that you may not like that society tells you you should like, you know, like puppies or ice cream. Everyone likes them. If you're that one person who doesn't like them, people just think you're weird. Now, Joe from Benalla, is there something that society tells you you should like that you don't?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What don't you like about salmon?
Oh, it's flavour. It's raw salmon. I just can't handle the thought of it.
Oh, do you know what, Joe? I'm a bit with you there. Like, I can take a big hunk of salmon if I have to, but raw stuff, for some reason, it's a mental thing for me. It's not even about the taste. It's just like, this has not been cooked. It's been like in the ocean and then not cooked and now it's in my mouth.
I know. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Do you get ridiculed by people for it? Is it, you know, does it really ostracise you from society?
My brother-in-law thinks it's a bit strange because he likes it. We went for breakfast the other week and he got salmon and I was like, oh, no, yuck.
Yeah, salmon for breakfast. I got to draw a line. Do you know what? Once I was in Japan, I was staying with a host family there when I was like 15 years old and they served me raw fish for breakfast on my first day there. And I was I couldn't eat it, so I shoved it down my pants to get rid of it legitimately.
Nice one.
Have you ever been to extremes like that to get rid of it?
No.
Okay, well, keep it in mind. Next time you're offered it, the pants are a good place to hide it. Not for long. It gets a bit stinky, but...
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for your call, Joe. I hope that you don't come across any salmon this Friday.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good weekend, eh?
This is Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
As I do at this time every week on a Friday, I check in with resident Channel 9 sports presenter Nathan Curry. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Good to be on, as always.
Yeah, we miss you during the week when you're not here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just buttering you up.
You feel wanted.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, before we get into all things AFL, let's talk FIFA World Cup because, of course, it did kick off last night. And Robbie Williams opened the ceremony.
Yeah, and it sort of, there was a bit of maybe he didn't really care sort of vibes about Robbie. Sort of just looked disinterested. I think he forgot that they'd already... he planned to sing Rock DJ. I think he looked surprised when that music started. And then he gave the finger to the camera at the end just to sort of say, hey, guys, I hate this too.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Do we know why he did it? Or, like, is it still just a bit out of character?
I think it's just a bit out of character. Everyone's in a bit of shock because they obviously got him there. So I assume they're paying him a fair bit. So, yeah, whether he just wasn't feeling it on the day, I'm not really sure. But he certainly made his feelings... very clear.
Yeah, it's so weird because I read an article earlier in the week with a quote from him being like, this is a boyhood dream of mine to perform at a World Cup. So, like, what's up, Robbie? He just got up on the wrong side of the bed, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. So if it at least Russia ended up coming out and smoking Saudi Arabia last night. So
yeah.
That's something to cheer about.
Yeah, 5-0. That's, like, unheard of in soccer, right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's the second biggest win by the host nation ever.
Damn. So, and Australia plays tomorrow against France. What do you reckon? Have they got any chance of winning?
I think, to be honest, I think it's going to be really tough. I think Australia can go all right in their group. But I think tomorrow night, if they can just hold their own and don't get too down, and then hopefully they can score or win in the next few matches, they'll be right. But yeah, a couple of World Cups ago, we just got smacked in the first game and we never really recovered. So I just hope we can show something tomorrow night and then we can go from there.
So funny that, like, a whole country is getting behind us to be like, don't worry about winning, guys. Just don't lose by too much. Like, now I know what all those countries who are bad at sport feel, you know, like, who never win anything.
Yeah, like Saudi Arabia last night.
Yeah. Oh, the poor Saudis. Thoughts go out to them. All right, enough. Well, do you know what? I need you for the football stuff because I don't know. I tried to do a little wrap of the World Cup this morning, so I'm going to have to get you on more.
Whoa.
Let's move on to AFL because that's more important, let's face it. Last night's game, Port versus the Bulldogs. Bulldogs started clawing their way back a little bit halfway through, but then Port just streamed ahead.
Yeah, the power's too good. And I think, unfortunately for the Doggies, they did come back, as you say, but Easton Wood, their skipper, he's done a serious hammy. He clutched it straight away. You could tell he's in a bad way. So he's out. And then Jack McRae, who's probably the best midfielder at the moment, aside from the Bont, he's looking like he'll have a stint on the sidelines with a hammy as well. So, yeah, the Dogs are just having a shocking 18 months now. Ever since they won the flag, it's all gone downhill.
Yeah, they've had their time in the sun, though. It's fine. You know, share it around. That's my philosophy.
I feel like this is a segue to the Eagles tonight. That's what I feel about that.
So funny
statement.
You mentioned that because they do have a game tonight, surprisingly, playing Sydney, and they're not favourites.
No, they haven't had a good track record lately at the SCG where the game's at. But and they've lost Tommy Barras, who's one of the key defenders, and that means I think Buddy Franklin could have a big night for the Swannies. But we'll see. I think the Eagles have been playing great football. They had their bye last week, so whether that halts their momentum, I'm not sure. But yeah, I think this could be the game of the round.
I've tipped them. I've still stuck by them, my boys.
Stupidly loyal.
I know, it could cost me. So I forgot to put my tips in last week, so I've dropped right down the ladder. I'm losing my winning streak, so who cares now? Who cares? Just got to focus on the boys. So you reckon that's the match of the round. What about Gold Coast versus Saints? Because really, let's face it, they both suck.
Yeah, they do both suck at the moment. And I think if the Saints lose this one, it's going to be crisis point at their club. They're just in a bit of a rut. And they thought they had a good list together, but it just looks like this list is way off. And if they can't get the job over the Suns, then it's not looking good. Shepparton's Will Brody's been dropped again for the Suns, which is really frustrating for any Supercoach players that may have him. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to see him out there. So, hopefully he can cement himself in that side soon. But yeah, maybe it will be a close game between the Suns and the Saints. But yeah, if the Saints do lose, they'll be in the media all week again in the coming days.
Devastating news for Saints fans. All right, well, that's all we've got time for today. Short but sweet with Nathan Curry from Channel 9. But we will check in with you next week when I've got my new co-host, Nath.
Exciting time.
He's a soccer boy. It's going to be great. It's not just going to be me ripping into you and you ripping into me. We'll have another person to rip into. It'll be great.
We can gang up on him. That's what we'll do.
Exactly. All right, well, thanks for joining me, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too, Al. Bye.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
Have you ever been to a meeting and just you've been there and you've just acted like you really care about what's going on in the meeting, but you really don't? Turns out you're not alone. So don't feel bad about yourself. There's been a study done. Australians will go to 8,864 work meetings in their lifetime on average. That's a lot of time you spend in amongst your colleagues trying to care about what they're saying. 73% of us turn up with a pen and a pad of paper. So that you look busy and you look important and you look like you're caring. But really, you're just doodling. You're just doodling your name. I practice my signature. Sometimes I just write down words of what people are saying. Just repeat it. You know, like if they're talking about in my meetings, like music, you know, Backstreet Boys. I had a meeting yesterday talking about the Backstreet Boys because we're doing this new competition. So I just wrote down Backstreet Boys. I looked important, though, I tell you what. One third of us don't say a single word when you get there. Also true with me on this video conference call I had yesterday. Didn't want to say anything. I had my microphone on mute the whole time. But then I got asked a question and I got so nervous, which is strange for me because I talk into this microphone every day for a living. But for some reason in the video conference chat, I was like, oh, God, hi, everyone. It's Ellie here from Shepparton. Very stressful, so I'd prefer to just not say a word. One in four people are sitting there working on what they need from the grocery store. So I'm writing down Backstreet Boys. You're writing down like celery, carrots, loaf of bread. 13% have fallen asleep. This is one I've never done, I don't think, that I know of, because it's hard to fall asleep in a meeting. It's very noticeable. I don't know, how do you pull it off without being noticed? If you've got any tips on that, call me 13, 12, 16, because that'd be great. 7% of people flirt with colleagues. I've never done that either. Of course not. Flirting during a work meeting, how inappropriate. But also, if you're doing that, yeah, you dirty dog, good on you. And 43% of the meetings attended, only 43%, less than half, are considered to be worth our time. So I feel like the overarching message we can get from this is, let's just cut down on work meetings. We live in the day of emails. Just a lot of stuff said in meetings could be said in an email. Just putting it out there. Food for thought. But hey, if you are one of the people slacking off in these meetings, don't worry, buddy. You're not alone.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie. We are getting to
know each other. Hello, Josiah, again. How you doing,
Happy
buddy?
Happy Friday, Ellie. Happy Friday, Golden Valley.
Your last Friday in Sydney, am I right?
It is. But I can't wait to get down there. A Friday in Sydney is nothing like a Friday in Shepparton, am I right?
You're not wrong, mate. You're not wrong. Friday frothies at the deck. That's where I'll be tonight. Don't you worry. You got to get here so you can join me.
Next Friday, lock it in. Okay. We're going to be at the deck having a few drinks.
We got to do the tour. We got to do like the whole tour of all the pubs here, like Flanagan's, and then you go to the Aussie, and then you go to the... Oh, it's a great night.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Now, yesterday I got you on the show to learn a bit about you because, like I said, you are joining me on the show as of next Wednesday. It will be Josiah and Ellie. So I asked you a few questions. We ascertained that if you're a vegetable, you'd be celery.
Correct.
That you'd dob on me if I got drunk the night before a show. Didn't love that.
Like, and we got our couple name, Jelly.
Jelly, we did. Jelly. Maybe
Josiah
we should
and Ellie.
Maybe that should be the name of the show. You're waking up with Jelly.
That's actually not bad. I like that. But then it sounds like it's only one person.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Yeah. All right. We'll workshop that. We'll get the boss onto it.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, I'd like to continue with my questions because I've got a whole list for you and they're just going to keep on coming.
I'm ready.
All right. Good. Would you rather, we'll kick it off with that, a stone in your shoe for your whole life. So everywhere you went, even if you didn't have shoes on, you had the feeling that you had a stone stuck in your shoe. Or would you like to be like Wolverine with facial hair everywhere and you couldn't cut it? You just had like a face full of facial hair.
So your whole face, you're not talking body, just your face?
Just your face, yep.
I'd be Wolverine.
Would you?
Yeah, you're Wolverine. You're Hugh Jackman. Like, not only are you Hugh Jackman, but you're this jacked up unit that just walks around town with claws and no one can, you're untouchable. You're Wolverine.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't say you were Wolverine. I said you were like Wolverine with a hairy face. Oh, like, you don't get the claws as well, buddy. Calm down. You can't have it all.
Oh, so I'm not Hugh Jackman?
No.
I'll take the pebble in my shoe then.
Oh, right. Okay. Discomfort over beauty.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Interesting. We're learning a lot about you. On the beauty note, have you ever been a model? Because you're a good looking guy. Ever done any modeling?
No.
That didn't sound honest.
I don't want to get off to the, because I have a really bad perception of models myself, so I want to say no.
Okay.
But yeah, when I was younger, I have done some modeling, and I'm skeptical telling you that because I know some photos will surface and they are terrible.
Of course they'll surface. In fact, I reckon next week for your first day, we should get your modeling pics out and just pop them on.
No, they've been locked in a very safe drawer in my parents' basement in Sydney, and they will not be coming out anywhere.
Do you know what I haven't done yet? I haven't Googled you yet. I feel like I should have done that.
Don't do that because there's a few stories out there that I don't want you to know about.
Mate, we are entering into radio marriage. I'm going to have to learn everything there is to know about you.
Yeah, Google me. Nothing really pops up. I think it honestly doesn't.
All right, fair enough. I'll take that. Do you have a partner?
I do. I do. Yes, I do. Her name is Mia.
Lovely.
And she, we've been together for just over a year. She's a lovely girl. You'll love it.
Beautiful. Sports. Are you good at sports?
I'm the sports craziest person you'll ever meet. Footy, AFL, rugby, soccer, football, I should say. Anything. I love also golf, tennis, anything. Love.
That's like all the sports in the world you've just named.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a diehard football fan. As soon as I get down there, I want to get a team and, yeah, get involved.
Good on you, buddy. All right, yeah. Final question to wrap up the Get to Know You segments before we have our first show. What are you most looking forward to about working with me?
You're rapping.
Yes!
I've had a couple of people say, oh, you're working with Ellie. Great. She's a great rapper. So,
Those people are delusional.
So I'm excited for you to rap at me anytime, anywhere. I may even throw beats at you randomly throughout the show as well.
Oh, love it.
So just make sure you have something on standby. I know everyone knows that you're a great rapper, but yeah, I'm going to really expose your hidden talent even more.
You're going to hate me so much at like 4:30 in the morning when we rock up for work and I'm like, yo, Josiah.
So you know what the funny thing is about this job, right? We work in breakfast radio.
Mm-hmm.
I am the worst morning person in the world. Like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. I do breakfast radio, but I'm the worst morning person there is. So as soon as the weekend hits, people are like, oh, do you wake up really early because of your body clock? I'm like, no, I sleep until 10 o'clock because I'm not a morning person.
I am exactly the same. My friends are so shocked that I got into this job because they're like, you were the worst morning person ever when we were kids. How are you doing it?
So you can rap to me as much as you want at 4 in the morning or whatever time we have to get in. But yeah, no, I don't wake up pretty well till the show starts and about 5 coffees later.
All right. I love how positive you are about this. This is great. I'm going to break your spirits very early on.
P.S. I'm really excited.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we can't wait to have you on. Next Wednesday will be our first show, Josiah and Ellie. Looking forward to having you there, buddy.
Really excited to be there with you, Ellie, and excited to meet everyone in the Goulburn Valley as well. I can't wait to get out and, say hi to everyone and get involved. So I'll see you next week.
All right, we'll speak to you then. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.